Groundbreaking
news, everybody.
Groundbreaking discovery. My phone never dies, but it died today.
Never dies.
On my way here, I was an hour and 30 minutes away, and I was afraid I wasn't going to find my way back. But it did. I was able to.
You by yourself?
Yes.
Oh how?
But it didn't die until I was in Longview.
Dang car charger.
Because the fuse is burnt out, I got to get that figured out. Because none of my outlets work in my car.
Oh my gosh.
In my work van.
You need a portable.
I have one, but I didn't have it in there, unfortunately. But I figured out. So my phone died. I was driving and just still had an AirPod in. I was looking at my watch. I was like, I wonder if I can still play music. Probably not, because it won't let me do anything else.
Probably not, right? Probably
I can play music.
Stupid idea.
And podcasts, any podcasts. Still through my watch, even though this doesn't have internet or anything. This has to connect to my phone to connect to everything.
You don't have data on that thing.
I don't. How can I play any song or any podcast if they're not downloaded? They don't download to my watch.
That is insane.
I don't know how Bluetooth works, but does it need power to actually be able to receive or like to send a signal?
This is on.
No, I'm just saying like your phone. There's no battery in it. But
yeah, but my... This doesn't have the computer,
right? But that's just going boom using your cell phone signal from the tower.
My phone was dead.
I know, but I don't know. Does that require like power for that?
Yes. This isn't a cellular.
Maybe it's got just enough juice in there to where it can't turn on.
There's enough juice bouncing around in there. I think you're good. Because you can still locate it after it's dead.
Right. Maybe you depleted your reserves.
Then how is it doing the... Because this would be the computer running that would send the signal of the songs and the podcast to my watch, to my AirPods, because my AirPods were connected to my watch. Because you can choose a device.
Isn't like what's creating the like podcast. It's like coming from outer space.
From space.
But my watch isn't connected to space. It's connected to my phone.
Right, which is connected to space. So
yeah, but this
just
was dead.
Just the vessel.
But it was dead. Mm-hmm. How does an Apple Watch still work without cellular?
Oh, what the heck? How does it work?
How does an Apple Watch play podcasts?
When your iPhone is off or out of range, your Apple Watch can use Wi-Fi network to send and receive data.
It can't. There's no... I can't connect to Wi-Fi. There was no Wi-Fi. So I was on the road.
Your watch can also connect to a cellular network if it's in cellular mode. You don't have that.
I don't have that.
If you set up an Apple Watch for a family member, they can use cellular or Wi-Fi connection with their watch. So
I don't.
It's because you have a family, so they let you still listen to music.
Man, if I didn't have a family, I couldn't do anything.
Exactly.
You guys, that's why you need to be close to your family.
Yep.
And make your friends your family, because then you can do anything, even if your phone dies.
Yeah.
You know what is exciting, though? Guess what I scored this week? Big time. Thought I maybe got scammed. Hey, or not scammed.
Was it for Maria last episode?
No. No. I'm done with
a
that.
A free cruise.
I got...
It's real, you guys.
Pazookies Unlimited.
Oh, thanks for stealing my dang wealth that I shared to you guys.
Oh, yeah. I stole it. I did it immediately.
I got one of the best texts I've ever received.
And it was for me, and I said, you guys, I just got the BJ's Battle Pass. And what it was it's called the Pazookie Pass. And to be fair, I didn't even, Haley sent it to me.
Oh,
I was wondering, do you follow
BJ's? No, I saw the ad on Instagram later that day, like a story ad.
Yeah, yeah. Haley sent me the ad. I sent it to you guys because I was looking out. And now we all get free Pazookies for life.
Yeah.
It's $5 a month and you get one every day. Mm-hmm. Is that how it works?
There's got to be some weird contingency or something.
Hannah says she saw it and was going to buy it for me.
Pazookies aren't even five. They're like, that's like less than one.
That's the Tuesday deal.
It's like one less than one Pazookie.
That's why I was concerned.
And you get one every single day.
Because Hannah said you have to be a premium member to buy it. And I was...
You have to be a rewards member, which is free. You just put your email and sign up.
She thought it said premium reward.
It asked you if you were or not. And I said, no, I'm not.
I said the same.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So I thought maybe you had to pay more. I read the entire terms and conditions.
Oh, thing. All of it. What? Yeah. No one has ever done that.
Except for me this time.
You think BJ's is going to suck you dry?
I was wondering, maybe they're going to charge me $20.
And if it doesn't say $20, though.
I know, but what if that's their premium membership deal, and you have to have that?
That would be in the advertisement. It wouldn't be
they would say
sneakily in the terms and conditions.
Your first month, $4.99, and then your second month, premium membership plus $4.99. It doesn't.
Okay, but still, if it was $20 a month,
it would be cheaper than...
$20 a month would be worth it.
Yes.
For how often?
But it's 30 free bazookas
once a week. Often. I don't even care.
We do not need to go more often.
Why not, Gavin? You don't have to eat the whole thing every single time.
Yeah, we got Bigums over here. Oh, Gavin hungry. Gavin, eat the whole plate.
I didn't last time.
Upset at Hannah because she asked for a bite. And I gave her a bite. Seriously, my streak is over because you want a bite?
I gave her a bite, and so my streak is over.
No more streaking. And how has your life been ever since you lost your streak?
Worse. It's been horrible.
Exponentially worse.
I had a very sweaty day today.
Parker did some manual labor finally. Jeez. were the shades heavy?
No, this wasn't even like work related.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa, what? Why are you so sweaty?
So basically,
I had to
Devin has been out of town.
It was play related?
He was very, very sweaty play. Devin has been out of town. He's getting back to Longview today, landing at the airport. And Bryson was going to go pick him up. But I found out Bryson went there to pick him up and closed the door of the truck with it running, and it locked. So they got locked out of the truck.
That's pretty funny. Where?
At the Longview airport.
Okay.
And so I was at work, and Hope was telling me this. And she was like, can you go and, like, would you be able to go get him? And I was like, oh, yeah. I think so. I just would stop. They're on the way to my job.
I would probably stop there.
Stop on the way
that
to my
so
job.
Dumb.
To my job.
And so I finish up a couple things at the office, and I head towards their house, head towards the Dockery's house, because that's where the spare key is. And
that's where the spare key is.
Do you want me to tell the story, or do you want me to not tell the story?
Yeah, sure. Tell it.
Oh, I didn't even get the picture that I need. But I go there. They have one of those little lock boxes that you put in the little code, and then you flip down the open thing, and it opens, and there's keys in there. Well, I got there. Bryson was like, just FaceTime me when you get there, because I don't remember the numbers, but I remember the pattern of it. So just show me, and I'll tell you what it is. And so he's like, okay, do this. I did that. Doesn't work. It's like, try it again. I'm going to clear it. Try it again. I tried it at least 30 times.
You know what's funny is with those things, the pattern doesn't matter. It just matters the numbers that you hit. I promise.
Right. And that's what he said. He's like, I'm pretty sure. He's like, it doesn't even matter what pattern. You just have to hit these numbers. I was doing that. I tried like the reverse of what he said, like the opposite side, because it was just like a zigzag pattern. And then he was just like, I have hammers and like a pry bar. I could try and get into it. And he's like, I mean, just, try and break into it, because I have no idea how else to get in there.
Call his parents?
I thought he had done that already. And so I'm going to start breaking into it. And he was like,
breaking into what?
Into their little lockbox thing that has keys. He's like, I'll just call my mom and see if she's near and she could bring a key.
What?
She's working. She's doing like water ski training or whatever.
Yeah, but
what?
He could have asked her for the combination to the box in the house.
Right. Because he was like dead set that he knew it, and I believed him. And I figured that he would have asked somebody who would have known before, if he didn't actually know.
Yeah.
And then
I'm
going to town on it with this hammer, trying to like pry it open. And he calls me back. It's like, I just talked to my mom. She's not close. But she said, try this code instead. And I was like, I cannot, because the box is literally demolished.
Oh, my gosh.
I should have. I took a picture. It's on my phone. I can't send it to you right now. But, like, all the little spring-loaded buttons are all ripped off. There's, like, a pretty decent gap on the side, because I was, like, hitting him with the pry bar. But every time I would hit on the little...
Did you rip it off the trim? Because it's attached to the house.
No, I didn't. But... It was like shocking, like hurting my hands every time I hit it with the hammer. I'm just drenched in sweat. And he was like, you know, it's fine. I'll call my dad and see if he can swing by, because he's at work right now, but he could just come by the house and grab the key and then meet us. over there. Like, I'm walking back. I'm walking back to the van. Well, they all have house keys. Just no one was around.
Okay, I thought you were talking about that.
Yeah. I'm walking back to the van, and he calls me, and he's like, "I just talked to my dad. He said he left a key on the back porch for Abby because she's not, so she can get into the house later." So I went over. It was underneath, like, this thing on a bench. Grabbed that, went into the house, opened, like, got the truck keys, and then drove to the airport. But just absolutely demolished that box.
Just spent 10 minutes smashing it.
Jack, man, I'm really trying. I'm
walked
sorry.
Into the house, grabbed the keys, and left.
Yeah, dude.
They're like, somebody's trying to break into our house. They couldn't get into the box.
So I went and picked them up. Gave them the keys because the truck was out in the airport. They just couldn't drive it away.
They're just roasting outside.
They were in the terminal.
They won't go in the terminal. They're like too embarrassed. That truck is new enough in a Lariat. It has a combination on the side. If you put in the key code, it'll unlock.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Will it?
Yeah.
I wonder how many years ago they started that.
Because even Papa's has that. Papa's is
mine
definitely
had
older.
It. Mine was a 2010.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's crazy.
Somebody asked and be like, you know, there's a key, like there's a combination. Like, maybe they just don't know it.
That's crazy. That would be super convenient. Huh.
Yeah, that's why they have them on there. It's for good for them.
That'd be really
out.
Nice if they.
Oh my god.
So that was pretty funny. That was like,
what did he say about the key box?
He was like, I'll just cut it open with like
a grinder.
Angle grinder and
then take it off and get a new one.
Yeah. But I was like, do you want me to try and break into it? Like, there's no, the code's not working. I know I'm pushing the numbers right. I'm not like pressing the clear. I'm pressing the open. I've done these before.
Uh-huh.
I tried to like push the box in and pull it down. I didn't know if I was like pulling it too hard, but the key could have just been like stuck on it, or it could have just not been doing the right code.
Yeah. Probably not the right code.
Yeah, probably not. Because the one that he told me, I was like, oh, that would also make sense too. But it was destroyed at that point.
Oh my gosh. Bryson, that's hilarious. That Bryson awesome. Listens all the time, so I know he'll Bryson. Love that story.
It was pretty good.
That's incredible.
I shouldn't have even recommended hitting it with the hammer because I knew, like, this is
not going to work.
Like, less than a 1% chance that this is going to open.
People have a tough time getting into those when they bring the right tools. You did not have
brought
the
wrong
tools.
I love talking to Bryson because he always affirms like all of my bad decisions. Like, like I was thinking about getting a motorcycle back like a few months ago.
Yeah.
Just 2 months ago?
Like a cheap, yeah.
Oh, well, Tyler was selling his.
I know. I wouldn't drive it that much. So it would just be like, I don't want to spend that much money.
Yeah.
And talk to him. Everyone I talked about is like, you should definitely not buy a motorcycle right now. Bryson's like, dude,
do it.
You should definitely buy a motorcycle. Like, and then a few days, last week I was doing some like vehicle shopping. I wanted to get an old Corvette, like a C5 Corvette from like 2005 or 2004. No. And I talked to Bryson about it. He's like, dude,
that's what he's been wanting to get.
To buy it. That's a good deal.
Did he tell you that they get good gas mileage?
They do get pretty good gas mileage. He did, but that was. He's like, dude.
That was one of the selling points.
You would be surprised.
You would be surprised. They get 24 miles to the gallon.
Up to 28.
They really up to 28.
It's embarrassing.
They get pretty good. It's so light with such a big engine. You don't need to be working it that hard. Yeah. But and it's not good if you work it hard.
But around here, though, with all
insurance,
with all the potholes, you mean?
Potholes.
Insurance isn't that bad because like a bunch of old people drive them, so they don't really get in accidents that much. Like compared to like a Mustang or something like that, they're cheaper.
Yeah.
Reliable.
That's fair.
Always reliable. Taken care of because it's a bunch of old people driving them.
You can unless find it's a kid miles. That gets
unless it.
Unless
a kid that gets it. But they're starting to get more expensive because people are realizing, like, wait
a
second.
Get
we might
kid
have
Corvette.
Something here.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people buy them for the engine and then we'll just throw really? It in something else.
The LS1?
Yeah.
5.7 liter V8. People put those engines in, like, Miatas and like, little
drift
like,
cars.
Like, really? Japanese cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're highly sought after. Hmm. Super reliable, though. Like a big old V8.
Do it.
Do it. Thank you, Bryson.
Impulse. Impulse buy? Yeah. That's funny.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's got a pretty sick haircut right now, though. I wish I could get it.
I know. We should all join.
I was supposed to get a haircut this afternoon. Got rescheduled for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Were you going to get it buzzed?
No. Right, I can't do that. But I'm just going to try something out, see if I would like want to keep that for the wedding, because at this point I really gotta I gotta lock it in. Yeah.
Hannah and I were talking about the buzz cut since Bryson just took it all off, and I was like, what if I were to get
it's so easy to do.
We had a very serious conversation and she said there's no way. She's like, never.
If you get a buzz cut, you can say goodbye to this.
I'm leaving you. But basically, she was saying, never.
How serious was it? Were there tears?
She was pretty serious. And she wasn't crying. It's not like I cut all my hair off.
It's not like you were saying it threatening.
I'll do it right now. I'll do it right now.
Say Christ is Lord. Say Christ is Lord.
Say it. Oh, yeah. You should do it. She doesn't understand how good it'll look.
I said, I will keep my hair without buzzing it. At least until I'm a dad. But once I'm a dad, game changer. I can do whatever.
Yeah.
I'm buzzing my kid's head.
Daddy rules, man.
I'm going to buzz mine too. Be like, all right, let's get buzz cuts together. Uh-huh. Let's get mohawks together.
Because he's going to be upset if you do it to him and then he's just hairless and dad's got a full haircut.
I didn't care up until I was like, until I got really long.
High school.
That was just like,
middle school.
Just cut it all off. I don't need hair.
Buzz cuts until all of a sudden Parker's like, I'm just going to let it keep growing. And then it got crazy long.
Yeah.
It was wicked.
Hilarious.
Some wicked hair back then. Not brushed or anything. Just not even pushed back and then put the hat on. Just hair down, hat straight down on top.
Yeah.
So all the hair is just like coming out the sides.
That's true.
I don't think you know.
Don't look like that.
About what you're saying.
Parker, look up the pictures.
I would have never done that.
You would have done
that.
So annoyed by like hair down here.
You were like
100% would have pushed it.
You went like this. You didn't tuck it behind your ears. You went like this.
Sometimes it went over my ears.
Sometimes you did.
I think I did over my ears sometimes because you told me to not do it over my ears and I wanted to make you mad.
Yeah, it was because of me. Not because you were like, oh, what?
What?
Oh, look at my hair, guys.
Sorry, I didn't hear
you. Did your mom want you to grow it out?
My dad did.
Mm. And then he ended up growing his hair.
Because he said, it's the only time in your life you're going to be able to do this. You get a career, they don't let you do this.
Really?
Yeah. But that's not true.
What career?
Not these days. Back then, maybe. You would have had to have a really professional haircut. Now it's just groomed, as in, which means shower.
Now, yeah.
That's a shower.
Shower and only one neck tat.
Yeah. Fine. Two neck tats, one face tat.
What do you guys, like tattoos?
Yeah.
I think they're cool, but not worth like going to hell for.
Yeah, that's kind of my stance.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't really know. I think like.
Not worth dying for.
Is it?
Am I right?
I mean.
Anything that's like permanent eternity. Like that.
Heaven or tattoos? Which one do you want?
The tattoos are really
whenever
intriguing.
You picture heaven in your mind,
I see everyone.
Do you see any tattoos?
I don't.
I sure don't.
Do you think when people go to heaven, their tattoos get removed?
Oh, I bet they do.
Yeah, there's just your arms become clean again.
Don't we get new bodies? Or our bodies are restored.
Restored.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I remember reading the book Heaven is for Real.
You know how you have an old body when you're old?
There's been so many different accounts of heaven. It's so hard for me to.
This kid, when he went to heaven, though, I've heard this by multiple people who have been to heaven or that they aren't in their like they're not if they're 90 when they die.
You got to be in your prime.
They're like in their 20s.
How do you determine when your prime is, I guess, 20s?
I don't know, whenever you're healthy.
God did.
God can just make them healthy in heaven because there's no sickness. So
yes. Heaven is such a crazy, fascinating.
I know, when you just think about
anytime
it.
Anytime you think about it, you got to stop after about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, all
right, let me chill. Because it's like how, I don't understand how it's all going to work. Like how would you, if there's no suffering, like there has to be negative emotions probably. Impossible. Or else how would you feel positive emotions, like for example, like the Bible talks a lot about like your reward in heaven.
Yeah.
But a reward in heaven wouldn't mean anything unless you had like if you don't get your reward in heaven.
Maybe heaven is your reward.
I know, but there's like different. Probably. They say like there's different like rewards you get in heaven for different things you.
It does say that. Yes, I just don't know.
Oh, so
I'm saying
what I'm saying is like once you get to heaven.
Because what if makes you don't
get
certain
rewards,
like,
it's like, do you feel like, oh, envy or like bummed out that you don't get these rewards? Or is it like,
probably not.
I'm just as happy as this guy with the rewards. So what's the reason for...
I'd probably be pretty happy not being in hell because you know, yeah. I feel like...
Maybe so what I'm saying, what I'm saying that for is to be
different,
like...
Different levels of rewards. I think the person with the more rewards would be like, this is awesome. I love this. And if you didn't have those rewards, are you going to be like...
Envious.
I wish I would have had
But then if you envy, do you go to hell?
Because that's like a negative emotion. Like, it's hard to think of like being happy at all without being like... Also, maybe it's like you can be upset, but no, not like...
But not mad?
I don't know.
Like righteous anger.
That's... How is that righteous anger?
I don't know, Gavin.
If you don't deserve it.
That's true. Because I think you know. I think you realize.
You would recognize and understand that you deserve just to
You got
to die.
What you deserved. You got way more, way more than you deserve. You didn't
just
even
going
deserve
to, heaven.
To be there.
Mm. Just not going to hell.
Right.
Is rewarding.
I'm not saying...
Yeah. I know, but I think that would probably be what you would think when you get there.
Yeah. I wonder if we can see hell whenever we want, as just as a reminder of like, glad I'm not down there.
Like a live stream or something?
It's just a glass.
Like the portal in New York and Berlin or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my
gosh.
That's just so terrible.
That's pretty foul. There is also, I was thinking about like...
That's so bad. Earth before,
Earth before like sin and stuff. Because they say like part of the... There was some... inconsistency with the young earth theory or the old earth theory, because it would imply like if the days, because people were saying like if the days were really thousands of years, which mm-hmm. is like the day age theory, the which old. Is that like the days mentioned in Genesis weren't actually 24-hour days, they were just periods of time
unknown,
unspecified, yeah, and could be thousands of years, whatever, which would explain why people age like bones millions of years ago, whatever. But their problem is like, well, that would require there to be animals that had died because there's like fossils and stuff. So that would have required animals to die before the fall of man, meaning that there was pain and suffering before sin.
Animals can't feel pain.
But then I was like, but animals don't have, they're not made in the image of God. Souls. I think that animals could die. Because then you also asked the question, like, were Adam and Eve just like vegans in on earth before sin? Like they didn't kill animals for food?
No, didn't he say then the...
And everything.
Like every, you get all of it. And go
rule over. Anything. Like animals of the sea and birds of the earth, or the opposite of that.
Animals of the sea.
And birds of the air.
Like the fish of the air and whatever.
Yeah.
Birds of the earth and the animals of the sea.
Animals
you have dominion over all.
Animals not suffering. Like that's not like.
No, they can't even feel pain.
Existential dread or like they're depressed or something because all their friends are dying. They don't really have souls. I don't think they can experience.
No. I mean, the physical pain, yes.
I'm still iffy about that one.
Really?
No.
You think dogs go to heaven, Parker?
No.
No.
You start howling, dude? No.
Yeah, that's dogs. Interesting.
It's crazy. So many questions.
Definitely not tattooed people up there, though.
But no.
I know.
Do you think Adam and Eve had tats before... The
probably after, definitely after.
We're just kidding, everybody. Little kids out there, if you have tattoos, it's okay.
It's okay.
You'll make it.
You're gonna be fine.
I used to think that, removed. Like, because Lucifer sinned when he was, or like, was led a revolution or whatever. I thought, what if I sinned and I'm in heaven? Do I get? I would get banished. But
oh,
it's probably not impossible.
Heaven?
Oh yeah, I don't think it's possible.
I think nowadays, it's like,
can you imagine
you, know
you
what?
Just have to. Yeah, I don't think it's possible. Probably.
It wouldn't be like this. You have to literally live like Jesus every single day, but with the temptations too.
Oh.
You won't be tempted.
It talks about not having temptation, I believe.
I didn't know that when I was like an idiot.
Yeah. Which would be scary.
It's like, dang it, dude. Because
then
you get one strike and you're out.
Yeah,
no, I didn't mean it.
Because then that would, yeah. Crazy. So excited.
Like, oh, you remember Kevin? Yeah. He jaywalked.
Yeah. You saw him here last week. Not anymore.
Mm-mm.
Also, like, at what period in time is heaven going to be like? Are we going to be walking around in, like, horse-drawn carriages? Is it going to be, like,
period?
Cars? Is it going to be,
are we gonna be flying?
Whatever time period that the Earth ended, that's
Man,
when the
I
new
really
Earth is going to pick
eat.
Up?
Can we teleport?
Because, like, if you took everyone that has been alive... and put them back on like an untouched earth with no technology and no like buildings that have been created. How long do you think it would take society to like remake the iPhone and like Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and stuff?
So fast.
There's probably a couple people that are still alive that would know how to build it. But they have to, from the process of like if you're making a battery, like mining the materials in dang this region and then bringing them to this scientist and converting it to this and then converting that part and making it into this other part.
A lot of us would be laborers for them. Wow. Those people.
Wow.
I think it would take us a long time.
I don't think it would take as long as we think.
It wouldn't take any longer. We would say,
okay, what's the priority?
It wouldn't take longer than it already has, but it's not like we would be resumed in like a week and everyone's back
couple years.
Like major corporations years. In heaven.
Big heaven.
Oh, yeah.
The Apple campus in heaven.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Heavenly Apple campus.
The Apple.
Get Apple up there. That's funny.
You got to be able to eat, though, right?
I don't know. People talk about that a lot.
Eating?
About thinking that there's going to be
definitely
food in
no
heaven.
Pooping in heaven. That's so gross.
You don't think so?
Yeah, no plumbing issues up there.
No.
You don't have to worry about, oh, I got to hold.
We're going to have jobs or whatever. That's something, right? You know, like jobs that we got to do?
Podcasters.
Yeah, we can podcast about another day in heaven.
Wow, another day in paradise.
We can create a podcast.
Just imagine it like the Lego movie, like at the beginning when they're just like talking about like, that's
everything
what's
is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Go sports team.
It's so confusing because it seems like how would that be really enjoyable? Everyone's just like.
You got different things to do. You got different jobs than you got down here.
Yeah. And it's forever.
Can't even imagine. Yeah.
Yes.
It's so good.
The main, just like so God, what is, the God deal? Is there, and so we're just gonna be like, oh, that's awesome because he's here. We love this guy.
Yeah, we love this guy. Love this guy. Donald Trump's gonna be up there.
This guy's here.
We love this guy.
We love this guy right
Two
here.
2 Corinthians.
Oh, yeah. 2 Corinthians.
My favorite verse this guy ever said, 2 Corinthians. I love this guy. When he wrote that, I was like, wow, that's a good one.
You're like, wow, that actually was
it's both of the Corinthians.
Inspired both the Corinthians. Can you believe that? No other person has done that. He did
the 1 and 2.
The first and this and 2.
What's the deal, though? Is it going to be like heaven for a little bit and then a new earth?
I think. Earth, too.
Man, I've not done earth enough harder. Studying on that to really like heaven give you stuff. A kind of idea of an answer. Mm.
I don't know.
You know, just
Earth 2 would be cool, though.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Earth 2 is going to be so sick. Restored everything.
Oh, the restoration. Can you believe it?
No more global warming.
Gavin, it's not even happening right now. Jeez. You know it. Dang, are we going to get climate striked again on this one? Last time we made a climate change, we got like a fact check on our video.
What?
Yeah, that's why Parker captioned our post on the reel.
I did it on the reel.
On the reel? On the reel?
Captioned the reel.
We got fact checked on the reel.
What was it? Debate. The debate that happened a couple nights ago.
Yeah, that was after the last time we recorded. True. I think.
Yeah. They're talking
That was before the last time we recorded.
Didn't we talk about it?
I'm pretty sure.
Did we talk about the fact that they were saying.
A couple seconds.
CNN was talking about right after potentially choosing a new Democratic nominee.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Who would they pick?
That has never happened before where someone got humiliated so bad in a debate. Like, we might have to drawing board.
Like, man, we really left him on stage too long. Everybody could tell that he is just dead inside.
Yeah, that is
wicked.
He has
no idea what
he's
doing.
The man's an idiot, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what he said, frankly.
I don't think he knows what he said. I like when he says frankly.
Frankly.
Our folks.
Frankly. Oh, that's good. Gavin, did you see I resurrected your old notepad. I think it might be. Oh, it's on the floor next to the box.
You have a new notepad?
Mm-hmm. Right there. Except this one can't really archive anything,
yeah,
but
you can't archive
it's convenient.
My brain.
Huh? Oh, wow. I really like that.
Do you remember that back in the day?
You guys remember this?
Oh, yeah, I do.
How do you erase?
Little button on the bottom. Little iPhone home button. Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
I will not.
Gas boys. Episode.
You can have that for...
153.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gone.
That's going to be the thumbnail. You should have made a good face.
Oh.
Dang it.
Too bad. Not redoing
it. It was a pretty bad face. Oh, man. Goodness gracious.
That'd be fun. I've thought about that a little bit. What? Like if we made like tried to make interesting looking thumbnails.
Yeah, that would be cool, you know. Maybe put a little more effort into it, Parker. Yeah. I'm just kidding, Parker.
It's just so easy.
Parker does all the editing and everything. We just talk. We're just the entertainment. Parker's the nerd behind the screen.
Mm-hmm.
He puts all our voices into the magical box you're listening in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Could be a phone, could be a TV.
Sure do.
We had my in-laws 30th anniversary party. We played Family Feud.
That was pretty fun.
Okay. Big group Family Feud. Pretty fun. I would love to be a game show host. Dude, that would be so fun.
I was absolutely wrong. It's not the Elvis song.
You think? It seems like it could be. We it's were, very like, similar. Singing the, it must have inspired it, right?
Probably. Name something. Name a man's name that starts with an H.
Jose.
Good answer.
Jose.
Good answer. There's probably the H-O-S-E-A. Is that Hosea?
H-O-S-E-A?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Hosea. Interesting.
That's a book in the Bible.
No, Jose.
Yeah, it is.
Jose.
Jose.
Good answer. Yeah, I love Family Feud. That's good stuff.
You want to say something? Or did you want to say something more about Family Feud?
Or I just would love to be a game show host. I'm not sure which game, but I want them to give me one shot.
One shot, one opportunity.
Maybe we should create our own game show. People seem to really like that.
If they came out with a new game show right now, would you watch it?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
Old people do, though.
Yeah, but they like the classics. We would make one that's too young and hip for them. They would hate it.
We would call it...
We would kill it. Guess what we have?
What do we have?
I don't know.
19 more days. No, excuse me. 17 more days until the new college football game, dude. EA. I can't stop thinking about it.
College football.
25. Yay, college football.
Yay.
I'm so pumped.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's in the game.
It's going to be such a fun weekend.
I know.
Such a busy weekend.
What's that weekend?
Playing the video game all weekend.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they released a new trailer today. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
So much fun. Well, I watched some of it.
There was a Dynasty Mode one.
And that was the one that was today.
Yeah, yeah. It showed Oregon winning the Natty.
Yeah.
But it also had Texas A&M in there.
So, and not so super not like, reliable. Boston College was the 4 seed, so.
What?
Yeah.
It was Ole Miss. No.
Boston College.
Boston College.
They lost to Oregon in like the semifinals or something it showed.
Dang.
Yeah.
No, that was Texas A&M, I thought.
Boston College.
What?
Boston College.
Ohio State was in the finals against
Georgia?
Against us.
No, it was Georgia. I thought, maybe not. They also released two different pictures. One was like a fraction, and then one was the full bracket they released.
Oh, guess what I get to do on Friday?
What?
Go back to the ranch.
This is from 6 weeks
ago. This will be some stories for you guys. I will get some stories this weekend.
Stories.
Going back to the old stomping ground.
This time we're talking about everyone's favorite mode.
Dynasty. Yes. Not my favorite.
Online Dynasty. I've never played it.
Road to Glory was my favorite.
Never played that either.
32 teams. And
really?
You can play with friends for up to 30 seasons.
Dude, I played today we'll take a closer this game look so at much.
The new 12-team college
can
football.
Can you pause
playoff.
It at all?
Yeah.
Recruiting.
I'm going to pause it once it shows that bracket. Portal.
And a ton of customization options to make your program.
And this is on YouTube
unique.
Also. You could skip right to the part.
College football has seen seismic changes
so
over the past few years. And in EA Sports College Ooh. Football 25, you can experience this new landscape
it's
while building
up.
Your
it looks
program
really good.
The way you want. The 2024 season marks the debut of the new 12-team college football.
Oh, I meant this team right here, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they did like a bigger like
Oregon
expansion.
Versus Ohio State mm-hmm.
Later final. On in the
champions Oregon. That's all I cared about, and I didn't really watch so much.
Don't even care. Oh, this is a completely different bracket. There was another bracket where they were number one. Oregon was, and it was Georgia in the semifinal. Boston College.
You guys, this is our year.
Is it really?
I hope so.
Oh, dude, our rankings are so high in College Football 25. Gosh, I just can't wait. Also, new Despicable Me.
Nude.
Comes
Despicable
out
Me. No thanks.
Today, actually.
Pass. Really?
No, tomorrow night.
I didn't see the third one, really. So,
Oh, really? That's it's a Minions, I think. I don't think it's Despicable Me.
Yeah, it is Despicable Me.
Oh, my gosh.
Despicable Me 4.
I think it's Despicable Minions or something. It's forward still.
Oh, there's the organ.
Oh, where was it? Right there.
All right.
Is it still coming or did we miss it?
There it is.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That was beautiful.
Really is.
Oh, goodness. I'm just so excited to play this video game with my boys.
We got to get a good dynasty going.
If Gavin, I needed it, they would never know.
Dynasty against each other?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
What?
He just wrote a curse word on that thing. I'm going to have to bleep it out. Throw it out.
No, can you actually do that?
Yeah, I could do whatever. Frick.
I forgot that you had to do the post. I wrote... now it doesn't matter. I wrote help on there. I thought it'd be funny, but I guess Parker actually has to edit everything and posted it, so...
So you thought I wouldn't see it ever?
Yeah. Well, I was just imagining, what if you needed help and you're just like, it's your only chance to talk. They trapped me in this room all week. That's why I have no content.
Oh, yeah.
I only see the outside world through my phone.
Wow. Looks really nice out there these days.
Yeah. Who's? I think my team's going to be Coastal Carolina.
Really?
Yeah. Good jerseys.
I want the Oregon Ducks.
Come on. I mean...
Maybe Marshall.
Let me choose the number one team in the game to be my dynasty.
You can play.
I got some nice green at Marshall.
30 seasons, it said.
Yeah, 32. 32 teams. That's right. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. We're going to play all 30.
You just start with the current roster?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then that would be nice to be able to be the Oregon Ducks.
You see like the recruiting process and everything? Did you watch the whole thing? You didn't
watch
the whole thing?
I don't know about that, no.
Dude, like, you have to go and, like, get recruits. And, like, reach out to recruits and, like, keep your eye on the transfer portal.
Gosh, that seems like way too much. I just want to play football, man.
Huh?
I just want to play football.
That's a lot of time to put into a video game.
You're going
to
fall behind. It doesn't take that long. It's not like you have to, like, actually have conversations with them. But it's like you can press like campus visit.
It shows
visit
like and the travel to the stadium. You're sitting in there.
It's like GTA.
Watching the game.
You walk to the stadium.
2 hours on an airplane. Yeah.
I went into this house today working. Okay. Putting some blinds back up for this couple. Bunch of Texas A&M stuff in their living room.
So you said you like the Longhorns?
And I said, hook them, am I right? I just asked them about... And I was like, are they going to be good at football this year? He's like, well, they say they're always going to be all right, but they never really are.
Mm.
Like, that's true.
Yeah.
And then we were just talking about Oregon. I was like,
is he really salty that year? We stole their boy?
What?
Evan Stewart.
Who's that? Wide receiver?
Yeah, wide receiver from A&M. He's like the number one prospect. We got him.
We got him. And we got Dylan Gabriel from Oklahoma. Uh-huh. We're just robbing the South, really.
Yeah, just sucking the South dry.
Don't even care.
Don't even care at all.
But yeah, it was a very nice conversation with them. They have season tickets to
A&M.
A&M games.
Go ahead and get us some tickets.
They go every year.
Somebody's got some money.
Uh-huh.
That's a drive,
but they,
too.
They were saying that Texas, since Texas joined SEC, Texas and Oklahoma joined SEC this year.
Yeah.
A&M and Texas are playing each other for the first time in a while, and they're saying that some of those tickets are like thousands of dollars.
Seriously?
Yeah.
If Oregon makes it to the championship this year, we're going.
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
I don't care.
It's so much money.
I don't care about my
I don't even care.
Stability.
Oh, gosh, Gavin over here. Oh, what about your Roth IRA?
We'll win a giveaway.
Yeah.
ATM. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Bet you can't do the Oregon.
Bet you can't do the Oregon O.
Oh, you should do the South Carolina Gamecocks.
I don't even know what that one looks
that
like.
That one's so hard.
That one's crazy.
Dang, the Oregon O is...
Coastal Carolina. What's the best? Let's look up niche college teams.
There's Kennesaw State, Coastal Carolina. They just have good uniforms. And I know one of the guys. Well, like roundabout know one of the guys that plays for them.
Oh.
And... Never been good. But Marshall, is that Marshall is like the herd? Is that Marshall like our Marshall?
No.
No. Because Marshall has a really good football program. Like Marshall close to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's like a junior college, though. It's not like a...
These people, they just beat Notre Dame last year. I remember that. This Marshall, the green Marshall. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, the Oregon O is so
good. I don't know. I'll pick a good team.
I think All-American. No, not All-Americans. There's like that one football...
Portland State.
That football documentary in Netflix.
All right.
Oh, really good.
Round, oh, like straighten out the sides of the yeah. O, and then you'll be good. That could be Portland State.
Yeah, that that's true. Bad. Oregon State, they haven't been good enough.
In Oregon used to be a lot wider, the O.
No, it didn't.
I don't think that's true.
I think, but in this one, it does look weird.
Don't move. Let me draw that one. Oh, frick.
Oregon.
Oh. You know what?
This is how it's always looked.
But this, it looks narrower to me.
I don't believe that for a second. It's because you can't see the top or the bottom.
Oh, shoot. You're right.
It looks weird, though, now that I'm looking at it for a while. It looks like our stadium.
Maybe that's
wait a second.
Wait. You don't think. Crazy that that's what they just chose as our logo.
An Oregon O.
Just that. Oh, that. Why the O looking like that? I miss this duck. It's a nice duck logo.
Dang, the bigger, the middle is
weird. Yeah, that one was sick. I love that one.
It's so cool being a fan of a good team.
I know, and they're always good. It's always fun.
Imagine if your team sucked.
And it's justified because we're from there. Yeah. It's not like, hometown. Oh, I'm going to be a Florida fan.
And really. Like everyone's favorite team is the Ducks because the uniforms.
Because the unis.
They've always been the best. They've
everybody's
always been
so
good.
Jealous of our money.
They've always had the best uniforms, the best facilities.
Just for some reason, cannot win a natty.
Just spoiled. Can't really put
don't,
it together,
don't
unfortunately.
Really know
but fun to watch.
Dude, we haven't had a good coach since Chip Kelly.
Dude, Helfrich was all right.
Helfrich was fine. If we had a different coach,
Dan
that
Lanning
year,
is my favorite coach of all time.
He's so good.
Football or otherwise.
If we didn't have, if we had Dan Lanning and that Mariota 2016 year, or maybe it's 2014.
I think this team is going to be better than that Mariota team.
No, but if we had him, then we would have won the college football playoff. That was the first year of college football playoff.
Yeah,
we played Ohio State and lost.
Uh-huh.
If we had Dan then, we win, and this team is better than that team. So, and we have Dan now, so I don't really see
Dan plus better team equals championship victory.
Yeah,
and it's 100%. Not
going to
be close.
Alabama
eight four to stay alive
anymore.
With Jameis
yes,
Winston.
The amount of times I've gone back and watched the highlights of that,
and like threw the football back
of that video. Oh my gosh,
that was awesome.
We shouldn't watch it here, should
guys,
we?
Seriously, we shouldn't. You guys.
Oh gosh, this sucks.
What?
I can't
okay,
get
that
the
was
O
2014.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, I went to like... No, I didn't. Never mind.
How long is that one? I've watched these... This video so many times in my life.
Which one?
The 2015 Rose Bowl? Oh, yeah. Because it was the 2014 season.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, so good.
Flawless weather on this historic second-ranked team just behind Alabama. Wow. And
this Knowles defense.
High snap. Mariota rolls and puts a short pass high, but it's collected for a first down.
You gotta find that one Jameis Winston play.
170 pounder from Daytona Beach.
Yeah, and that's there's some traffic.
Running free. Still on his feet. Hurdle the tackler dives now near the 35-yard line of Florida State. Olsen's gonna bring it out.
Oh, he stepped out.
A double hesitation by Hazers Wilson. Now he gets free momentarily and is driven out at the 12-yard.
There it is, right here.
Yeah, right here. This is the one I like.
Yep.
Ducks rush only three. Winston has all day.
That was so crazy, bro.
The ref fell down.
That was so crazy. Gosh, I love the Oregon Ducks.
Oh, my word. Those uniforms are so sick, too.
Yeah.
So clean.
Was this the year after D'Anthony Thomas?
No.
Was this the first year?
I think he returned, like, the opening kickoff on this.
No, that was...
He also did it against Kansas State.
Kansas State.
But this one, he almost returned one, and it was called back, I'm pretty sure.
D'Anthony
or had
Thomas?
A super long run where he got stopped at the goal line, and he, like, flipped.
That is not D'Anthony Thomas.
Who is that?
That is not D'Anthony Thomas. Too big.
It's the number six, though.
Yeah, that must have been the year after D'Anthony Thomas.
Let's see who that was.
That's good.
Oh.
Yeah, they can pull it, and it's in a hurry.
I'm sure this is really interesting for everybody. Okay.
2014 depth chart. Let's look at the 2014. Charles Nelson.
Don't even know who that is.
Thanks, Charles.
Really good job, Charles, making us think you were D'Anthony Thomas.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Sorry, guys. Got a little sidetracked.
Yeah.
We spent like 20 minutes before this episode talking about Dax Flame. If you don't know Dax Flame, go watch some of his videos.
Check him out.
He's an anomaly, dude.
It's incredible.
He's
I love
so
him.
People are
funny.
Sure.
People, I am like fascinated by him.
The thing with him is that some people can't tell if he's doing a character or if this is really his personality. And he's just kind of awkward. No one really knows, but either way, it's awesome. And I'm loving watching
it's
this.
It's so funny.
Because he's been doing YouTube and stuff for 20 years almost. There's videos of him from...
some video diaries from like middle school.
And he was in like huge movies. He was in 21 Jump Street. He was in Project X. Like huge roles. Like not even as like extras.
Yeah.
He actually had speaking roles, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but he's never, no one has ever seen him not in like this character.
If it is a character.
And so it's like, is it a character?
If he hasn't been doing this for 17 years,
so unique.
Is he a genius?
It's so unique and like strange that people just are like, how else? Like, it's so, it has to be a character. He has to be.
Because he is,
like, trying
he is genuinely funny.
Do that, yeah. It's good though. Love it.
But yeah, go check him out.
Check out Dax. Did you send us any Instagram this week?
I can't check my phone. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even get to write down my notes.
Wow.
My phone was completely dead.
Yeah, that is true. But you were able to play music.
Okay, Parker. That was... oh, yeah. Very good, Parker. Very good job. New segment idea every week. New... it's going to be... like song of the week, basically.
Oh,
what's a new song that you're listening to that
I like
really
it.
Enjoying?
Okay,
and you got to have a new
right
one
this
every
second.
Week.
Okay,
right new now one. It's me for me. I saw this clip on Instagram where Post Malone did that song or featuring Morgan Wallen. I had some help,
mm-hmm.
I think is what it is. I never really listened to it. I listened to it once and didn't really ever listen to it.
It's
after
like,
saw this Instagram reel of people guys making fun of it, and then they ended up like breaking out in song. Like it's pretty funny. I'll see if I can find it. But so I started listening to it, and I really like it.
You like it?
It's pretty good. And so I went to look to see if Post Malone had any new stuff. He's got 18. It just shows us 18 tracks, and he's got two songs on
right.
there. One featuring Morgan Wallen, one featuring Blake Shelton that just came out. Haven't listened to that one yet, but he's got like basically it's gonna be an 18 track country album.
I hope there's some like actual like good country songs on there, not just like the weird pop country.
Yeah, dude. I haven't really liked
some of those are good sprinkled in. I hope he does like some good like
just straight up like real.
I didn't
country,
like the one
country.
With Blake Shelton that much.
Yeah, me neither.
I listened to it once and then not really again.
I started playing it and I didn't have high hopes after hearing the intro. It was right after I pulled in to the job site this morning.
Oh, wow.
But didn't get to listen to it yet.
I've got a couple. I've been listening to God Is by Kanye West. I heard it before, but I've been really listening
really
to
listening
it.
Really listening to it.
This last week. Just been playing it. Good song.
It's a great song.
Go ahead and play that. Yeah, and that's pretty much the only one.
The one that's been stuck in my head today is Everywhere, Everything. Noah Kahan.
Yeah, dude, if you would ask me this a week ago, there would have been like six different Noah Kahan songs. Because I hadn't really listened to him a ton when we went to the concert. Like, I listened to like some bigger songs that he's done.
Yeah.
But then like at the concert, it's like, wow, this is incredible. I listened to like four more of them that I ended up really liking.
Hadn't listened to him ever until we were driving back from Pop's Stroke. Mm. And there was one that was playing in there. And Christian was like, oh, put on that Noah Kahan song that was playing on the...
The establishment.
The establishment. It was good. It's good. Good guy. Good singer.
Good guy. Dude, he has a really good voice in person.
Yeah.
Crazy good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Loves to cuss. It's awesome.
That's so sick. What do you guys think about Sabrina Carpenter?
Oh.
Do you remember her? She was like a Disney.
She was in Girl Meets World.
Yeah. She met the world.
She's apparently. Every once in a while, I'll go to top new songs.
Right.
Most popular. There's this one, Espresso, by her.
Not good.
Stupidest
Listen
song
to
ever.
It.
Who is listening to that?
I listened to a couple.
She loves to cuss also. And it doesn't even make sense or make the song better.
No, it doesn't. I mean, when they cuss and it makes it better, I love it. But...
missed opportunity to cuss.
I
waste of a good
a couple,
cuss word. Didn't even make sense.
And I just thought, man, why do people like this? Why do people like this?
I haven't really heard much in general,
But also...
Oh.
Okay, you know Taylor Swift?
Yes, Taylor Swift.
People, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I don't like Taylor Swift. She sucks. Like she's the worst. But then you would listen to that same person might listen to Sabrina Carpenter and be like, oh my gosh.
Nope, not at
all. I love this.
Really?
And I don't understand.
I feel like they're kind of in the same vein.
Right, but there's some people who I think just hate Taylor Swift just because she's famous and rich.
Oh, I see.
And is like the number one right now.
Carbon emissions.
I saw a reel the other day of Kanye. It was a Kanye West on the top, Taylor Swift on the bottom of like going through their careers each year, how much they were making. Because Kanye used to talk about all the time how he made her famous. And like
he still like, does, still talks about
it. Set her up with all this money, basically. And so it was going through the years of how much money they were making. And it was millions into
the Grammy
2018,
incident.
I think, is when, or maybe 2020 is when Kanye hit a billion. And she hadn't made it there yet. And now he's at like 1.7 billion. And she's into the billions now of just how much money they're making throughout. It's probably yearly. But I'm genuinely curious how much money Taylor Swift has made off of this last tour.
Billions.
Billions. A lot of dollars.
For sure.
I haven't heard much of like Sabrina Carpenter's music. But I always see like Instagram reels of her. At like, don't look these up because they're always bad and they're never good.
Yeah.
But she does like outros to like her concerts, I think.
Kind of changes the lyrics based
and like
on
there's like a
set.
Freestyle or, and stuff.
Yeah.
It's always just foul. Mm-hmm. It's like just for the sake of being
naughty. Like,
and they're my favorite. I save all of them. Sometimes I'll.
That's why they keep popping.
Constantly.
Up
yeah.
I,
hey, we're matching. That's cool. Same shirt. Nice. Didn't even realize that.
And black hat.
Black hat.
We're about to go to BJ's and finally get our reward for free pizookies.
It's like heaven where you go to BJ's and get a reward.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pizookies. Yeah,
but I just...
What?
I'm just still thinking about pop music.
Yeah, go ahead. What?
Just the.
You're a big Justin Bieber guy, though. You're kind of in that same vein.
No like, way. You're in Justin Bieber right now?
I'm not, Gavin.
Not right now, I don't think.
Justin. Maybe last time I checked. No, he's not here. Yeah, I think he's... I don't like his like weird, like his older stuff. But now, like, I enjoy him now.
Yeah.
But it's not because of like...
That's why it is.
I don't understand how... Because I feel like pop musicians can just be like handpicked. You could pick anybody to do that.
Dude.
Just get a good looking person, pull them out, and then it's like produce this... Like very catchy beat and tune is that if they can sing on key or even sometimes auto tune people so much and that's like a sound that people like, and so that's what I'm saying is like they just a couple months ago they just like, all right, Sabrina Carpenter, it's your turn.
Yeah, go ahead, have fun. This is genuinely, I do have thoughts about this too. It's like 90% of it is just a good audio engineer and a good producer. All the pop beats sound just, and it's like. This like super generic. The audio like is super kind of processed, and it sounds like cool or whatever.
That's
but
nice.
There's no like I was thinking. I've seen this before, and it's a thought I have. I've had too of like Charlie Puth, who's like what is that?
Undeniably
such a good musician. Like,
have you
he
seen
has
his
perfect
Instagram
pitch?
Reels?
Yeah. 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 Like he has perfect sick. Pitch. He's a great producer. Like he did that video of him like producing a beat live for SNL. When he was on there with Jimmy Fallon,
saw one the other day where he made a beat out of.
Have you seen that?
Dude, that's such
super
a cool
neat.
Video.
And he has like the most knowledgeable musician of all time, and he makes, he has some good songs, but it seems like he makes like really generic like pop music. Like he could be making some like groundbreaking. I feel
he made a beat out of nothing the other day. Like he just recorded a silent room, which there's like, always going to be sounds in there that you just can't really hear, and then he just like pitched like he found the frequency. Boosted it a bunch and then like messed with that, put it onto his MIDI keyboard and just went to town.
Same thing with like Jacob Collier. Have you seen him?
It's just whoever they want to be famous.
It's the industry, man. I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's like it's how it is with every industry.
No, it's not, Kevin. The pop industry is the worst, though.
Yeah. Because there's no way you can control it.
I have to pee so bad.
Me too.
You know, I'm not making very much money because people don't. There's people out there that don't want me to make money.
Brokey. Yeah.
That's the Rothschilds.
Dang it.
Mm-hmm.
It's get some jokes.
But yeah, also when she sings, it's like her voice, like the she's like whispering the singing.
Taylor Swift or Sabrina Carpenter.
I listened to a couple of the songs.
Yeah.
It's like the mic is just like gained up super, super high. And she's in the room just like barely whispering, singing. Like, no, it's just weird.
This is so terrible. But have you seen the, I don't know if I want to talk about it.
I'll bleep it out.
The, on the,
I won't.
There's Instagram reels about Taylor Swift just making mistakes on stage.
Ding, 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 ding. Have you seen that one?
They're
seen somewhere with like snots coming out of her face. And
oh, yeah, that one's crazy too.
And just like, yeah, stuff like that, which I don't know if that's real.
I don't know.
Or people, like how, I guess everybody's.
I don't think your nose is that runny when you're singing. But I've never sung that much.
What if you're sick?
Yeah, and you got an Eras tour to do. Snotting everywhere.
Yeah,
just that'd be like a lot of pressure. Like that many thousands of people coming out.
Cancel.
Spending so much money.
I think it was Joey sent me one the other day. I don't know, somebody, or maybe I just came across it randomly. But it was like Taylor Swift singing, and then she puts the microphone down here, and someone added like a fart noise to it. And like with the reverb to match the stadium.
All the fans are like, yeah.
Joey, what is your for you, babe?
Me and Joey have a great Reels relationship.
That's hilarious.
A relationship, if you will.
Taylor Swift farting vid. It's actually already in my search history, oh my gosh. I can pull it up real quick.
Pull it up really fast. There it is. All right, Gavin's really itching for Ozuki.
No, my phone, it just said 10% battery.
Uh-oh.
But it's been plugged in this entire time.
That's crazy. All right, thank you guys for listening.
Now, can we ask them if they made
yeah,
it?
Yeah, ask them.
You guys, leave a rating and review. Apple Podcasts, you can actually write out a review.
Please.
Leave one.
The episode ended 10 seconds
ago. Just do it.
Just kidding.
See ya.